From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An Egyptian who hijacked a passenger jet, forcing it to land in Cyprus, was arrested following a tense six-hour standoff. All 55 passengers aboard the Egyptair jet were able to escape unharmed before the man turned himself in to authorities at Larnaca Airport. Egyptian and Cypriot officials say the incident was not terror-related. They described the man, identified as Saif el-Din Mustafa, as mentally unstable. Hussein Abdul Karim Tatarwe Mubarak is the Egyptian ambassador to Nicosia.
I think the hijacker is something that more linked in our minds with something who have demands. But this gentleman who diverted the airplane really doesn't have any demands. It looks like it was a family feud. This is from the information we have so far.
Egyptian officials first reported the hijacker threatened to blow up a suicide belt. They later said it was fake. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has joined France and the U.S. in urging Libyan authorities to allow a unity government into the country to begin its work.
I urge all actors on the ground to cooperate and work with the Presidency Council to this end. I will be following this matter and will keep the Security Council informed of the situation. Those obstructing the political process should be held accountable.
A UN-brokered power-sharing agreement was announced in Morocco in December, calling for a creation of a unity government to end years of turmoil. France says it's urgent for Libya's factions to allow the unity cabinet to function. The U.S. Tuesday said it's deeply troubled that political obstructionists closed Tripoli airspace to prevent the unity cabinet from arriving from Tunis. This is VOA News. Hundreds of protesters have occupied a busy crossing in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, for a fourth day to denounce the execution of a man who assassinated a provincial governor seeking reform of the country's blasphemy laws. They are demanding assurances there will be no amendments to those laws. They also want a Christian woman, whom the slain governor defended against blasphemy allegations, be executed. Brazil's largest political party, the Brazilian Movement Party, or PMDB, has ended its alliance with President Dilma Rousseff's ruling Workers' Party, a move that will bring the embattled leader a step closer to impeachment and possible removal from office. Latin American analyst Sean Burgess of the Australian National University calls it a political matter.
It looks like the PMDB is making a play for the presidency itself by putting Vice President Michel Temer, who is a member of their party, into that position by impeaching Dilma.
The PMDB said its six cabinet ministers and hundreds of federal government employees will resign. Brazil's lower house of Congress is conducting impeachment proceedings against Ms. Rousseff based on accusations she broke the country's fiscal responsibility laws by altering the government's accounts. Tin Zhao, a close associate of democracy activist and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, was sworn in Monday as Myanmar's president, a major step in the country's transition away from decades of military rule. Her National League for Democracy won a landslide electoral victory last November. The World Health Organization's Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, has announced the Ebola outbreak in West Africa has been downgraded and the risk of international spread is now low.
The Ebola outbreak in West Africa is no longer a public health emergency of international concern. However, a high level of vigilance and response capacity must be maintained to ensure the ability of the countries to prevent the Ebola infections and to rapidly detect and respond to flare-ups in future.
The WHO acknowledges a small number of new clusters of Ebola cases still occurring in the West African country of Guinea. In Ivory Coast, at least 19 have died in clashes in the northeast between farmers and herders. The fighting has also displaced hundreds. The clashes are apparently over grazing and watering rights. Hama Amadou, Niger's opposition leader, was granted bail Tuesday, months after being detained on baby trafficking charges he claims were politically motivated. Amadou lost a presidential runoff election March 20 to President Mahamadou Issoufou. He was whisked off to a Paris hospital for treatment just days before the ballot. The U.S. Tuesday announced it's placing on hold more than $470 million to Tanzania following a controversial rerun of the elections in the semi-autonomous islands of Zanzibar. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.